Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, we're taking on Braves. We're beating them. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. What was a strong united front, we are now fearing that Hugh has been compromised by the enemy, getting messages from down in Atlanta about our topic, about the idea of this. Tell them.
I'm definitely not compromised. Abe just has a lot to say.
We know you.
Abe has a lot to
say. You can be compromised.
Nah.
Do we forget what happened when you went on radio in Carolina trying to just talk about the Eagles and Panthers?
Tomato cans. I was right about that.
You were wrong.
Mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak have been tomato cans.
I mean, it's semantics, but I was right.
No, you were wrong, but you were influenced.
Did Carolina, didn't they come up here and play a pretty good game?
Yes.
Man, I was right.
But the bottom line is you were praising the Panthers on a Carolina radio station.
I was right.
Yeah. I think by the end of the show, Hugh's going to be on the Braves side. I mean, that's where this is headed.
Oh, I agree. Not.
I gave up my Braves shirts when I got here. Mm-hmm. I'm not a Braves fan anymore.
It seems like they got like a Trojan horse.
I know. They sent it in, and you don't even realize it.
No, it's not me. It's not me at all. Not at all.
All right. Well, you know what?
I was the one that championed the cause to hit Acuna.
You might have
That was an hour and a half ago.
Yeah, it is. But I'm saying I am straddling the fence between being a grown-up and doing petty stuff.
Straddling the fence? Hit a Brave!
I mean, it's hard to be grown-up every now and then.
I think you might need to denounce the Atlanta Braves again by the end of the show.
Yeah.
I ain't thinking about them Braves. Forget them.
I hate Atlanta. Everything.
I want an official denouncement.
I don't like the Braves. I like Atlanta, though.
The Braves. Today's not the day to say it.
The Braves and their fans.
But I hate the Braves.
And their fans.
I don't care too much for the fans.
I hate their fans.
I hate the Braves fans. Is that better?
I don't care about the fans.
I like Atlanta, though. I like Atlanta.
Maybe just hold that back today. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, can we let's hear more from Strider, who's obviously the enemy of the state today after he took out Bryce Harper last night. This is Strider talking about, you know, I think this was a couple years ago, right? Him talking about fans and just the idea of him and his thought on fans at the park. Here's his friends with Strider.
Do you have any hot sports takes?
Any hot sports takes? Absolutely, there should be no fans. 2020 season, no fans. Get rid of the fans. It's too loud.
Too loud?
It's too loud. Everybody be quiet. We don't need the cheering. We know you're watching. I don't need the fans. You stay outside the stadium. Back it up. Let's do like a no lower bowl thing.
No lower
bowl? Just kind of, upper deck's great. Upper deck's great. Outfield, phenomenal.
But we don't
need you around the dugouts. Right. Just try and be quiet.
This guy's a piece of work. I mean, he's a great pitcher, but as much as I can't stand him, I think he's pretty fun for the rivalry. I don't like him. As good as he is, and much as I appreciate his talent, I don't like him. And he took out Harper last night. Drove me crazy. All right, how about this? Was he also poking us last night talking about how much he loves pitching here in particular? Let's hear Strider last night talking about liking pitching here in Philadelphia.
I love pitching here. I mean, where else do they chant your name and ask you how your family's doing? I mean, they seem very interested in my well-being, and I appreciate that. I feel like this is a home ballpark, honestly, at this point. I've pitched here so many times, and I enjoy it. You know, it's nice to see the stadium full and people excited for baseball anywhere you go.
I mean, I don't need the comedy show last night.
Yeah, that's the flip of that. That's what makes it hard being a grown-up.
Yeah.
You know, when you try to take the high road, mm-hmm. and then you hear, like, you're not only seeing with that ugly-ass shirt that he has on, but you see the mustache and you see the flavor saver that he has at the bottom.
He's hateable.
And he's grinning and smiling. And you're like, you guys are punchable face.
Yeah, he does. And
but that's not how grown-ups handle business.
Well,
you just, you know.
But you could handle it in a baseball way by throwing it at another person 95 miles an hour. That's the grown-up way to handle things here.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody's going to catch hell because of what you did. You're not going to be in the game tonight, but somebody's going to catch it.
Well, yep, they are. And it might be Ronald Acuña. And I think we're in agreement, right? The win is not as important tonight as beating Acuña.
Well, we got to get the win. Mm.
Dude, forget the win.
Can we
I would like the
A lot
win.
Of baseball
We got a win last night.
I hear you, but the Braves are surging, and it would be nice.
Surging?
25-28. What about the Braves?
Well, they started off like 0-7.
Worse
or something. Yeah.
Good for them. They're back to three
almost
games at 500.
500. Almost at 500.
Were you scared of the Braves?
No.
Dude.
I'm not saying I'm scared of the Braves. Mm. I'm just saying we need
talking about the World Series 4 years ago.
We need to get these dubs.
We've won all month.
We need to get these George W's.
Now, what I need is retaliation.
I'm all for plunking,
revenge.
But not within, and I want the win, too. But I need this George W.
Yeah, so last night they prioritized the win. It was a close game. It was mostly a one-run game. I wasn't surprised, nor was I super disappointed they didn't do it last night. I will be super disappointed if they don't plunk a Brave tonight. 215-592-9494. All right, let's talk to Mike, who's up on WIP. Hey, Mike.
Mike, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Mike? The Strider thing, the interview. The interview is what got me. He's talking about how he loves pitching in Philly. How come I see on Twitter before the game he's having security to remove fans for chanting his name?
Oh, so he's a big baby and a hypocrite?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the interview is what really set me over the top. I don't think it was intentional. I think he's coming up and in because they're not afraid. But the interview was just, that was too much for me. He needs it. They need it tonight.
Well, they do. And Mike, look, he's annoying. That whole thing is annoying. And I need to make sure the Phillies send a message to the rest of baseball. You can't just be plunking Bryce Harper and get away with it.
Exactly. And it's the Braves, too. It's
yes.
not, you know, the A's, it's like, it's the A's.
Right.
It's the Braves. Strider's on the mound. He hasn't had success in Philly. We don't like him. He doesn't like us.
Well, that's for sure. I mean, yeah, he could slick talk all he wants after the game. He didn't like it here. I mean, when he first got to the big leagues, you know, Hoskins hit the home run off him. Yeah, he hates it here. I mean, I would hate it too if I was him. It's not a good place for him. Mike, we appreciate the phone call, and I think Mike brings a good point. It's one thing if the A's hit Bryce Harper. You're like, all right, you know, we're playing in Sacramento. Their pitchers stink. Like, it went to a different level, Hugh, last night.
What I'm saying. It was because it's him.
Yep.
His smugness.
Totally.
And the stuff that had they're guilty for stuff they said in the past, in my opinion.
Even if Harper bounced back up quickly last night, it wasn't really painful. I still would have won a Brave hit today.
Yeah, it's the Braves.
Yeah, and it's the principle of it. We got to cut this off now and make sure the rest of baseball, you know, the next opponent, the one after that knows you can't. If you go up and in on the Phillies, they'll come back
you're
up
have
and
a
in.
Whole problem.
Yeah, it's an eye for an eye. I mean, that's the way it used to be, and we got to bring that back tonight. Terrence in Springfield, what's up, Terrence?
Terrence.
New Joe Kyle, what's up, man?
Terrence, what's up?
Hey, man, before I get started, man, I just want to say, Kyle, there's three things for certain in life. Death, taxes, and you're about to get your wish. The Knicks choking.
Well, you know what? We're all very happy. It's finally. Well, it's not done yet, but let's get one more Indiana win, and we can be done with this Knicks thing.
Yeah, man, but let me get on this. Mm-hmm. I feel like, man, this is the year of being petty. This is the year of pettiness. We need to beam somebody on the Braves' ass tonight. Like, this thing is like, this is beef. Like, you know, you have beef on the street. This is baseball beef. Mm-hmm. You don't like them. You don't like us. This has been going on for years. And I say it's petty because it's been petty since from what we can remember from the Phillies putting up. Congratulations to the Braves for winning the division in our ballpark.
Oh, that was
petty.
Awful. I hated that.
Joe, we went on to beat them in the playoffs. So this thing is petty. And I feel like tonight I want to see WWE. I want to see a World Rumble. I want to see Schwarber clothesline somebody's ass. I want to see somebody get, like you said, Joe, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, beam for beam, arm for arm, rib for rib. I want to see somebody get hit tonight because we got to send a message like, the Braves, like, right now, they're a little brother in the division. We're the big brother in the division. So they want to come in, and they want to pick at us and pick at us. And like you said, Joe, Sam Crawford is getting hurt, or he's out for an amount of time. We got to hit those guys back. We got to send a crew out for the time. Or we got to get the guy, Arcia, with the big mouth. You get the guy with the biggest mouth, and you hit his ass. That's what you got to do tonight. The Phillies got to show these guys what we're made of. We ain't no punks. We ain't no chumps. We ain't no punks, man. We ain't no punks. I'm going to see somebody get the Hulk Hogan smacked out of their ass tonight.
Well, it's time. It's time. I like that. Schwarber clotheslining people. Terrence Goodfunkel. Now, RC is gone. He's no longer Brave. They DFA'd him. He went to the Rockies. So we can't hit him.
We can pull, next time we play the Rockies, punk might as well just being RC.
Just because.
Just because you're a punk from a couple years ago. I agree. I like that. He went straight WWE style. He wants clotheslines. He wants Hulk Hogan stuff. Listen, if it devolves to that, I doubt that. I mean,
they won't get to that point.
Baseball really.
We got to realize who we're dealing with.
It rarely goes to that point anymore. I do miss a good brawl. We haven't had one in a long time.
This team ain't about that action.
Most teams aren't.
Mm-mm.
It's just not a baseball thing anymore.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't need Topper getting Don Zimmer.
Is that the one with the old, he ran out on the mound and got dragged?
Yeah. Pedro. Like, yeah. Old laid him like a...
Like, what you doing, old man? Sit down. Yeah, don't get old, man.
That was wild. They don't make him like Pedro. Yeah. Pedro went out. Remember, and in that brawl, he was pointing to the head. Like, I'm going to hit you. I'm going to bean you guys in the head. Like, that's old school we don't get anymore. Rob Zadelko. What's up, Rob?
Joe Hugh. Good morning.
What's up, Rob?
Listen, I got a special good morning to you, Joe. Good morning, Atlanta. Our secret Atlanta fan, Joe.
Oh, they're really coming after Hugh now.
Hey, man.
Good morning, Atlanta.
I'm not a fan of the Braves, but I'm a fan of Atlanta.
You shouldn't say that today.
I'm just saying.
I know, but
sometimes you just leave that. Like, you can think it. Just leave that part out today.
Not for today. Have you been to Atlanta?
I don't do that. Yes, I have.
I've been there.
It's sundress season. What y'all talking about?
There's sundresses everywhere.
Not relevant. Not relevant.
Down south, they hit a little different.
I want that stricken from the record. Irrelevant.
Dump it. Dump it.
Fine.
I got a brother that's an hour south of Atlanta. It's called Delaney. I don't know if you heard Delaney. It's in Georgia, but I have a brother that lives there. But
on the speakerphone, isn't he?
I think so. Robbie, you on speakerphone?
No.
Okay.
I heard that switch.
Quick switch.
Listen. I'm not. It's just Kyle was rushing for my phone. There's nothing I can do.
But you were on speaker. I mean, you know, when you turned it off and said, "I'm not."
All right, Derek, let's go.
Listen, here's my point. You've heard the saying, kill two birds at once.
Kill two birds at once.
Yes.
Okay, we can send a message through Atlanta, which we despise, the Braves, and to the it's also a message to the rest of the league.
Mm-hmm.
Like, enough, like, he got hit, what, three times, they said, in 3 days, Francie?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
So they brought it to a boiling point. You know, there could have been anybody, but it just thankfully it was Atlanta that brought it to a boiling point.
Yeah, you're about to catch this stray.
Yeah. Not only catch the stray, but like we can do it through Atlanta, who we despise. So it's like killing two birds with one stone, and send a message to the rest of baseball that
I totally agree.
Enough is enough. So I mean, could it be better? First pitch, first batter, Acuna, hit him in his knee, Joe. I mean, right, throw right in his knee. He's got like the Terminator padding on his leg. He ain't gonna feel nothing anyway. Hit him in his knee, his rib cage, wherever. I don't care at this point. It's not going to lose the game. We're going to lose the game because he's on first base.
No, right. Like, that's
first.
Exactly. Go like on. The only way this costs us a win is if they throw Wheeler out of the game, which is very unlikely if it's the first batter. And then I don't anticipate any sort of warnings before the game because nothing really happened last night after the Harper thing.
No, it's the first batter in the first inning. I mean, come on. We could set the tone and still win the game.
That's right.
So, I mean, I'm not worried about it. Send a message to him, the Braves, and everybody else in baseball, it's just enough is enough. Because you know what's going to happen, Joe. I'm afraid the next time he gets plunked, it's on that wrist, on that hand.
I know.
He's out for a couple months, and then we're really screwed.
Well, speaking of that, last night I'm sitting there because you know, I was waiting for the update, and Robbie Pierce the phone call, and I'm Googling fractured elbow, healing time. And I saw 3 to 6 months, and I'm panicking. I'm like, oh, 6 months? This thing's over. Season's over in 6 months. We're going to have him back. So they got lucky last night that Bryce Harper just has a bruise and x-rays were negative. We got to finish this, and I want to finish it tonight. I need a brave bean. I'm mixing up my words because I'm frustrated here that we didn't do it last night. We got to do it tonight. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go back to the phones, you know what's kind of ironic about this?
What's the irony?
Do you know today is an anniversary? Irony.
And the ambiguity. Yeah, irony.
9 years ago tonight.
Nine
years ago tonight at Citi Field in New York, our old pal Chase Utley caused the Mets to get so far in their heads over an incident that happened in the previous year's playoffs that it caused one of my favorite meltdowns. Have you ever seen this? Have you ever seen the video of Terry Collins on the field?
No, I have not.
Okay. So
you going to send it to me?
We're going to play a clip of what we can, because this might be the most vulgar thing ever that's mic'd up in baseball history. 9 years ago tonight, Citi Field, Dodgers with Chase Utley at the Mets, Utley at the plate, and Noah Syndergaard tried to bean him, threw it behind him, and then the umpire said, warnings for both sides, no more. Basically, they took the Mets' chance to hit him away, and they just, well, listen, they lost their minds. They lost
take
their minds.
Take him. Terry. Terry. Get a handle. Come on, let's go. Come on. Talk to me.
Tommy, that's
talk to me. Then you talk to me about that.
You got to give us a shot.
You know what?
You got to give us a shot,
okay,
Tom.
Listen to me. Let me hear what I'm saying, okay? You get your shot. You had your shot right there in the situation.
Well, why not?
You know the situation,
Terry. Why don't you get a shot, Tommy?
Because that makes it worse. Terry, that makes it worse.
I know it. But MLB did nothing to that guy. Nothing.
Okay, I control that, Terry. I can't control that. You know as well as I do. You know where I stand on the whole situation.
But you're better than that, Tommy. You know that.
Terry, listen, I'm telling you, our ass is in the jackpot now. Okay? Okay? I'm just telling you. You know what? You got it. Okay, get it. You got everything out.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I want that kind of emotion out of Topper tonight.
Wait a minute. Rewind. Who was that?
So that the guy that's cursing up a storm there is the manager of the Mets at the time, Terry Collins. So the previous postseason, the Mets and Dodgers had played, and Utley slid into second base, and he broke the leg of the Mets shortstop.
Uh-huh.
So that was the first time they had played since then.
Since then. So he was still holding on to
that. Holding on, and they tried to throw it at Utley. He missed. He threw it behind him, and then the umpire said, no more.
That's enough of that.
And then they're mad.
So the manager was mad because he was like—
They didn't get their shot. They didn't hit him. They wanted to do it again.
It sounded like he wanted to do more than hit him,
I think they wanted to kill him. Yeah,
that was real powerful.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was like, wait a minute. And they caught that all on video?
It was awesome. I want half of that from Topper tonight. Could you imagine Topper mic'd up screaming like that?
Is that manager still in the major leagues?
He's not managing any longer.
That's a lot.
Yeah, but it was awesome.
No, it was awesome, but it was like the emotional meltdown over something that happened to you. Now, I understand.
Well, you broke the guy's leg.
Yeah, he broke his leg, but that's still a lot to hold on to for a year.
Yeah, well, I think it was actually more than that. Terrorized the Mets for a decade, so I think that was all pent-up stuff. David in Westchester's up. What's up, David?
Hey, Joe. Hey, sleeper agent Hugh.
The people are seeing right through it.
Dun, dun. Hey, Hugh, just real quick. Did you refer to me as low IQ and— You were playing to your audience when you were talking to your friends in Atlanta.
You know what?
Is that what I heard?
I said that, but it wasn't meant that way. That's the way Abe presented it.
Yeah, and that's
like,
why
we're playing to our. I said we're playing to our audience because that's what we do here.
And that's why we're gonna bean Abe when we see him.
Yeah, Abe don't want that.
Really, you don't really believe that, do you? Because that would kill me.
That we are a different breed here in Philadelphia. Yeah,
in a good way.
In a good way. I mean, listen. We all have dysfunctional family members. Yes, I do. And we're dysfunctional as a family.
Some would say WIP is the dysfunctional family member of Philadelphia.
But Dave, where's the lie? Where are we not? Where else do you go to get this level of fandom in America?
Nowhere. Yeah,
so,
it doesn't happen.
I mean, so it just all depends on how you look at it. Are we dysfunctional? Hells yes.
Yes, but are we out for blood tonight? Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
we are very dysfunctional. Mm-hmm. That's what makes us so great.
As the old adage goes, sticks and baseball may break my bones, but names will never hurt me.
Never.
So you have to retaliate. You have to play old school baseball. You hit our best player, then your best player gets hit, and that's just, you know, what they call those, the unwritten rules or
that's
whatever.
Right. Yep.
Okay, and you have to live by that. And Acuna needs to be drilled tonight. That's the bottom line. There's no question. I would have done it last night, but I'm probably more spontaneous than, you know, I'm not as level-headed as everybody else. I mean, I would have drilled him the first time he got up the bat. But,
I can hear
you
that.
Know,
I hear that.
And then I was like, when Schwarber got up, I was like, hey, Schwarber, you know, throw that bat at freaking Strider. I can't stand that guy. And, you know, but you have to reach out. You can't just, you know, be plant-based Phillies. You got to have some, you know, I guess the best word, some aggression there.
Yeah.
You got to be a little more aggressive.
We have enough plant-based people in the city led by Hugh Douglas. We don't need more. We don't need 26 of them in the Phillies dugout. David, I couldn't agree more. And they have to send the message because otherwise, a good phone call. This message gets around the league. The Phillies are soft. The Phillies can be pushed around. The Phillies won't retaliate back. That's the worst thing. Because if I'm an opposing pitcher and I know you won't hit my guys, I'm just going up and in on your guys. And if I hit him, uh-oh, I'm sorry. If I break Trey Turner's finger, I'm sorry. Like, that's how other pitchers are going to start to think if the Phillies don't show tonight, hey, we got our guys back. And I think they have the right guy on the mound with Zach Wheeler because he strikes me as old school, and he strikes me as the kind of pitcher that will send the message tonight. And I want to start it with Acuna. He's their leadoff guy. He's back. He's healthy. Put one in his ribs, and let's all move on. 215-592-9494. I need the Phillies to retaliate tonight for what Strider did last night. I'm not even sure if Hugh's with me anymore. He started there. Are you still with me?
Yes, I'm with you.
And it's more important than winning the game.
No, you got to win the game.
Oh.
I got to win the game.
No.
I got to win the game.
It's May.
I mean, come on. I hear you, and I understand where you're coming from. We got to win the game. We got to put priorities. See, this is where it devolves into to super pettiness.
No.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with hitting them. But we got to win the game, though.
This is just priorities. Priority one is cracked rib. Priority two is win.
You don't have to win the game. Okay.
It's not a must win.
Tonight's not a must win.
When was the last time we faced them? Mm-hmm. What was the record? Was it? We went, it was 2-1?
They beat us 2-3.
They beat us. That was the last time, right?
In Atlanta, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we got last
time.
That's
awesome.
So we need to win this series.
Mm. I mean,
we can still win the series. We just don't need to win the game.
Yeah.
We need to win this one tonight to help us secure the win of the series.
Hold on. First of all, there is a reality that we retaliate and still win the game.
Absolutely.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but that needs to be the priority, though. We need to be all on the same page about that.
Sorry, so let me ask you this. So before the game starts, if the umpires for some reason say, I'm warning both sides before the game, no nonsense, you would say it's off then? Because that would mean Wheeler would be thrown out of the game immediately if he hit somebody.
Well, it all depends.
I'm still hitting him.
Seriously, Joe?
Yes. Yes. No. Why?
No. He gave me the warning, right, and said, if you hit him,
you're out.
No, I'm not hitting him.
I still hit him.
No, I'm not hitting him. Not
sometimes
hitting.
You got to lose the battle to win the war, guys.
There's a workaround here.
What's the workaround?
Mm-hmm. An opener?
Who do you think is the worst reliever on the team?
Well, I used to be Romano. Now he might be the best, which is saying
something.
So
basically you're going to put somebody else on the mound just to do this.
Acuna leads off. You put some stiff out there.
Boy, Topper would get a huge fine for that. That'd be pretty awesome. Like, that would be so intentional.
If Wheeler
comes right out after you. Wheeler's in the bullpen, ready to go. I kind of like it. 215-592-9494. Are your phone calls coming up? And we're going to hear from Kevin Pitullo. Elliot dubbed this a big press conference.
Kevin, it is.
I agree. It's the first time we really hear from him, you know, as the Eagles offensive coordinator. Pitullo's first press conference as Eagles offensive coordinator. That'll be in the 12 o'clock hour, along with your phone calls. Is it time to bean Acuna or a Brave tonight? Yeah, I need to bean a Brave. Where do you come down? It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's that time of year again where I stop talking about bacon and start sharing my grilling wisdom, people. It's officially grilling season. So you can elevate your grilling game with Hatfield marinated pork tenderloins. They're flavorful, and they're so easy to cook. Hatfield's marinated pork tenderloins are a game changer, especially when I learn how to say that word tenderloins a little bit more. It's going to get better as we through this thing. Tuscan herb. They got Tuscan herb there, Kyle. They got honey garlic teriyaki, which is pretty good. I've had that one. And they got lemon garlic. There are so many different flavors to choose from. So head to simplyhatfield.com for retail locations near you and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.